Hello and welcome to Geek News Bat News. Today's episode, Injustice 2 Comics Chapter 2 Recap, and Arkham Games Screenshots from Rome. Geek News Bat News is a production of comicbookinternational.com. That's comicbookintl.com. Check out Comic Book International for all the latest in geek news from both the U.S. and abroad. Toy reviews, lots of content about movies, TV, and trailers. All with a comic book twist, and of course, an international twist. Find us on both Twitter and Instagram, at comicbookintl, that's at comicbookintl. And back to the show. My name is Benjamin David, managing editor here at comicbookintl.com, and I am your host here at Geek News Bat News. Thank you, as always, for tuning into the show. We're getting close, people. Today we continue our Countdown to Injustice 2 podcast series, leading up to this month's video game release of Injustice 2 on May 16th, from Warner Brothers and NetherRealm Studios. Our Injustice expert Owen is back today to recap Chapter 2 of the new Injustice 2 DC comic. If you recall last episode, Owen and I recapped and discussed the first issue of the new series, Injustice 2 Chapter 1, Two Speeding Bullets Part 1. Then the episode before that, Owen incredibly recapped the entire Injustice Year 1 storyline from the DC Comics and video game Injustice Gods Among Us. For those of us unfamiliar with the original Injustice storyline, that first episode with Owen gave us all a huge base of information, which we can now all refer to moving forward with the new video game and comics being released. But before we continue with the show, I did want to plug a few things. First, Geek News Bat News is now a proud member of the Batman Podcast Network. That is right, we're part of a network! We're not just a show, we're on a network! We're thrilled and honored to become part of this awesome Bat Network of podcasts. So here's a shout-out of huge thanks to BPN. BPN, the Batman Podcast Network. Grazie. Gracias. Merci. Brigado. Yeah, that's enough languages. Point is, once again, thank you, and we honestly are pumped to be part of a greater group of Bat podcasters. Hear more of their stuff. Have them hear more of our stuff. Get connected. Help each other out. Get people to start listening in a bigger way. It's all very exciting for us at the show. So our thanks once again to you, BPN, for bringing us into your audio Batman network. I also wanted to plug the writings of, well, myself, Benjamin David. Scratch that, just kidding. As you will soon hear, it's really a double plug, and I am not possibly the only one to take credit for it happening. Without spoiling anything, it involves a gamer from abroad, but the Batman game not called Injustice or Injustice 2. Again, folks, I not only host this podcast, but I'm also managing editor of comicbookintl.com. Until recently, I'd been focusing almost entirely on the podcast in order to get it up and running. While it still needs some work, it's certainly not totally perfect quite yet. I'm happy to say that the show is pretty much up and running now, and I'm excited to get back into my writing. It's only a short post that I'm talking about right now, mostly to exhibit Miki. This is the guy, the screenshotter from abroad. This is mostly to exhibit Miki's screenshots, so don't hit fast forward quite yet. It's not too long. And here's my recent post to comicbookintl.com. It's titled Rome, Italy, Arkham Games Screenshots from the Eternal City. Before we start talking about these stunning Arkham Games screenshots from Rome, my vision for comicbookintl.com, bringing together geek culture from different parts of the world, seems to be coming to life by the day. It's really been a beautiful thing to watch grow. Starting with the website's first post back in August 2016, we then added our YouTube channel in November. Then our own Geek News Bat News, a Batman podcast in January, this very show, all the while building a fantastic team of individuals, most of whom are from very different places on the planet, each specializing in a different area of global geekery. We have gamers and moviegoers from Jersey, unboxers from Florida, theme parkers from Mexico, a graphic designer from the UK, and now a video game screenshotter from Italy. Today's newest member of our Geek News Bat News family is no exception to a vision so international. In fact, Miki is from Rome, the capital of a country with which I am more than familiar. In 2009 to 2010, I was fortunate enough to live and work in Tuscany, 2 to 3 hours outside Rome, later on majoring in the Italian language at Rutgers University here in Jersey. So any bat nerds we find from Italy will always be special to me, linguistically, culturally, and personally. But beside Miki just being from Italy, the talent and eye for game screenshotting is clear. At TR3CHEW is Miki on Instagram, which is where I first found the screenshotter's work. Interestingly, not one of the shots that I could find on TR3CHU was Batman-related. Rather, it was post after post of these beautifully composed shots, mostly of fantasy role-playing games. Still, the podcast was just beginning our Injustice coverage, so I had to ask. All of Miki's screenshots on Instagram are taken in-game, meaning while playing. The problem with screenshotting Injustice, according to Miki, is that it is a fighting game, making it harder to take screenshots in-game. I am assuming this is because of how fast-paced fighting games tend to be. A still image would be hard to come by among all the non-stop action. Arkham, however, worked out just fine for Miki and for our podcast. We still got to have our Batman game screenshot. Injustice, Arkham, it never really mattered to me which game. I just thought it would be cool to apply the same type of screenshotting from Miki's fantasy games to the Bat. And luckily for us, Miki already owned the Arkham game prior to us meeting on Instagram. So that's how you know Miki is a solid new addition to our Bat family. Arkham was already in the game collection. Great taste in games, great taste in heroes, we have a winner. Grazie to Miki from all of us at Geek News, Bat News, and comicbookintl.com. Stay tuned right here at the website comicbookintl.com for more Batman screenshots from Miki, as well as conversations about Miki's work on the podcast. Once again, you can find more screenshots from Miki on Instagram at TR3CHEW. And once again, that was my most recent post to comicbookintl.com. My name is Benjamin David, managing editor of the website. And of course, I'm also your host here at Geek News Bat News. The name of the piece was Rome, Italy, Arkham Game Screenshots from the Eternal City. Owen, our Injustice expert, would like to plug his own YouTube channel, AB Normal Gaming. Keep your eye out for all the AB Normal Gamer videos they'll be posting. Clearly, Owen knows his video games, so any channel run by Owen will undoubtedly be full of gaming expertise. And not the biggest piece of plug news, but plug-worthy nonetheless. GeekNewsBatNews.com, baby! That's right, we built a website just for the podcast, as opposed to only posting it to comicbookintl.com, and of course, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. I built the new site a few weeks ago, and while it may too need some work, we were still happy to lock down the domain name for the full name of the of the podcast, so the name of the domain is geeknewsbatnews.com. So in addition to iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, and comicbookintl.com, you can also find the show at our very own geeknewsbatnews.com website as well. Just click on Podcast Episodes to find the newest episodes of the show, but also don't forget to click around the website to all the different menu items. Toys, TV, movies, comics. And again, that's geeknewsbatnews.com. Okay, Bat fans, plugs and promos aside, let's get into the meat and drink of the episode. Again, today we continue our Countdown to Injustice 2 podcast series, leading up to this month's video game release of Injustice 2. Our Injustice expert Owen is back today to recap Chapter 2 of the new Injustice 2 DC comic. So here is my conversation with Owen. Hello and welcome to Geek News Bat News. My name is Benjamin David, your host, and back with me again is our Injustice expert, Owen. Say hello, Owen.
Hey.
Owen is back, surprisingly, as the Injustice expert. You guessed it, to talk Injustice, specifically Injustice 2. This is the new yes, it is the game coming out next month. We're definitely going to be talking about that. That's the whole point of why we've been talking about Injustice, why we're talking about Injustice today, why we're going to continue talking about it when the game comes out. But leading up to that, Injustice 2 refers to the comics. So there is a DC Digital First comic that has come out on the DC app only, hence Digital First. Last episode we did Chapter 1. Now we're going to do Chapter 2. So the first thing that we're going to do is talk about where we left off with Injustice 2 Chapter 1, subtitle of which was Two Speeding Bullets Part 1. So it left off, I just wrote a plot summary slash talking point list here. Last we left off at the end of Chapter 1, in a satisfying action-packed surprise at the end of the issue, Harley Quinn suddenly gets shot off her motorcycle and has been captured by Amanda Waller. Harley wakes up in the Pentagon with the classic Suicide Squad explosive in her head in case she disobeys Waller's orders. Waller then introduces her to a much different looking Suicide Squad than we've seen from the movie and the comics, or at least the comics that I've seen, I should say. Unexpected 66 influence on the squad, 66 villains in there, Clock King, I want to say there were some others, Calendar Man, another obscure one, Orca,
Polka Dot Man.
But starting off in part two, we find ourselves in a place that needs a backstory explanation, and Owen is here to explain it, because in the beginning of Injustice 2, Chapter 2, it opens up in this alpine-looking wilderness with what looks like a young mini version of Oliver Queen. And so Owen's going to explain what the heck is going on here. What appeared to me when I read it to have been, because right after this whole scene, there's a scene with Harley Quinn. I thought she was waking up from a hallucination imagining Green Arrow, because what I did learn so far from Owen is that Green Arrow was dead. So as far as I knew, Green Arrow was dead and was beaten to death by Superman. And yet we're seeing this whole kind of fantasy looking scene with Green Arrow. So Owen's going to fill us in for a little bit as to what's going on. And this episode, once again, since we've both read it, we're going to kind of go through the plot together and talk about it.
All right. Well, this little guy you see here is Connor Kent, which back in the Injustice 1 arc, at some point, Black Canary did attack Superman at one point during Oliver's funeral. And before Superman could attack, he realized she was pregnant. And that actually stayed the rage of his hand. And he was not going to kill another pregnant person. He already killed Lois. And unfortunately, that was one big reason that he didn't attack. But at that point, Black Canary did give birth to a son named Connor. And at one point through the first Injustice comics, after that whole scene had occurred, she got into a battle with Superman and got lasered in the gut. And by getting lasered in the gut, she was left for dead. But Dr. Fate came to her aid and basically verbatim said the words, F Fate, and saved her life. He decided that he wasn't going to let her die like so many countless others had died in this war, and took Black Canary to an alternate dimension where there was a Green Arrow that had lost a Black Canary. So that way they had both lost their significant other, but they could live their lives together. He even says to them verbatim, this is not the same Ollie, but this is your best chance at happiness. And when Oliver looks at the little boy, he goes, what's his name? It was a baby at the time that was, wrapped up, swaddled. And she goes, Connor. He goes, I always liked that name. And as many of you will know, Connor was the name of Speedy. So to have his own son named after a name he had so fondly, someone that meant so much to him.
And so Speedy was, to fill in those not too familiar with Green Arrow lore, Speedy is?
That would be Green Arrow's sidekick. Okay. His Robin, so to speak. And we open up with this comic with Connor Kent aiming his little toy arrow. It's got a suction cup, clearly. They're not giving him the real deal yet. But Dr. Fate had arrived in this alternate universe. And very grandiose entrance, very big lights are surrounding him. And he's got this big speech. And as he's trying to tell them, like, where are your parents? All of a sudden, Connor Kent, thunk, like a little arrow right in between his eyes, just spot on. And it's great because even through the helmet, Dr. Fate happens. You could see the emotion through the helmet even. And
yeah, just the way he's hanging his head, it just shows so much like, oh, this is a kid and there's nothing I can do. Like when a kid like punches you, there's nothing you can do, but you're still frustrated. One of those.
Yeah, so he's putting up with it, and he's like, right, like basically this is Oliver's kid. And basically Green Arrow and Black Canary are inside, and they're living a peaceful life in solitude here in this universe. But
it also says another Earth, like in the exterior shot of this paradise house that they're living in. It says another Earth.
And this is basically the alternate universe that Dr. Fate had taken Black Canary to live out a happy life in safety. But as Dr. Fate's walking in, what I love is you just see, you can basically hear the arrow still plinking into the back of his head from Connor, who has not given up his chase.
And what I love about this Connor, Dr. Fate little shooting and funny moments is that, once again, it is levity to a story that is sometimes relentless, especially because it's an Elseworld. We've talked about this before, as many have. The stakes are so high with this. It's and Owen said this right before we recorded. It's the Game of Thrones of Batman. You don't know who's gonna die, or the Justice League, more accurately. You don't know who's gonna die at any moment. They had a lot of tension, but then you have these funny moments. Harley Quinn obviously services that, always has, but these moments are doing the same, and I just love that it opened with this super happy moment.
Well, one thing I like that really shows that Connor is cut from Oliver's cloth is Oliver always knew how to take the edge off a scenario. So to see Connor being able to do the same is also like a little nod, saying like this is his spitting image. And basically, Dr. Fate is there to ask something of them. And Dr. Fate, he's using a lot of ominous language, as you can see. And he's basically saying that, you know, you were supposed to die, Black Canary. And I did something I shouldn't have by letting you live. And Black Canary takes this in a different way.
Sorry, can you real quick explain the exact... I mean, I hear the things that you're saying that Dr. Fate can do. He's obviously called Dr. Fate. Explain what exactly he can do and how he does it. Mm. I'm not familiar with the character at all.
Well, Dr. Fate actually existed before this character, but if I were to, like, pick a pop culture character that he is like, or who is like him, it would be Doctor Strange. He is like their magical, like all-powerful being.
Okay,
he can travel through multiple dimensions. He has very good knowledge about the threads of what fate is. He knows almost what's happening before it happens. He's almost making sure that all the universes are acting as they are.
Okay.
And he's almost like this, he's a very godlike figure. He's probably one of the strongest magic users in the DC universe. And was also prominently displayed in the first set of the arcs. Basically, when I told you Superman breaks Batman's back, they go to Dr. Fate's world. Zatanna brings him there. And basically, Superman can't get there. Like, Dr. Fate is like one of Superman's worst nightmares.
So is he a big DC Dark character?
Oh, yeah. Basically, all, like, he's above everybody. He's above Constantine. He's above Zatanna. He's above all the Greek gods that are in the Wonder Woman pantheon. Like, Dr. Fate is above them. But Dr. Fate is more of a title than it is a person, because multiple people have assumed that persona. It's more so, like, the helmet is the catalyst of that power. But by putting on that helmet, you attain the power of this role. But it actually existed before Doctor Strange, which is another like little nod to the DC universe. Like, Doctor Strange was doing it long before.
And Strange seems a little more psychedelic than
Like the stuff he can do, it's insane. And I'm eager to play him in the video game. Like, he looks really good.
You're eager to play Dr. Fate in the Injustice game?
Yes, okay. Yes. He's included in it, and he looks like a really awesome character. But he's basically telling them that he has to call on them for something, and he needs to call on a favor because he's done something for them, and in return he demands something in back. Black Canary looks at this as an ominous offering, and Black Canary decides to fight for the family that she's been given, and sends Dr. Fate flying out with a sonic scream. And basically, Dr. Fate was trying to explain, like, no, this is not, I'm not coming to take anything from you, but it's too late. Like, the fight has started. She's Sonic screamed him out, and Green Arrow's instantly going to call to the side of his wife. He's not going to question whose side he's on. It's clear whose side they're together.
Especially in the setting they're in.
Yes, of course. They don't want to ruin their little family. They're living in seclusion. They want nothing to ruin this tranquility, this happiness that they've been able to find amongst the chaos. And you got to understand, Black Canary lost Green Arrow, and this Green Arrow lost Black Canary. And both of them have experienced the loss of the one they claim to be, like, you know, their soulmate. So it's like, you would do anything to keep that. So they basically start to fight with Dr. Fate. Black Canary and Green Arrow decide to start fighting. Now, Green Arrow decides to shoot in, but you see Dr. Fate blocking it with some of his magic, thinking he can stop it, but Green Arrow has everything. He has arrows that can hit ghosts. He has arrows that can hit magic users. And basically, his arrow was designed to be not influential by magic and goes right through the barrier that he set up and goes right through his hand and drops Dr. Fate to his knees. And basically, he's saying, like, I can take that out of your hand, but you need to be more clear about what's going on because we're not going to let you rip up our family. And Dr. Fate makes it clear that I'm not trying to rip up your family. Like, I only came here to let you know that Superman's been taken down back in Black Canary's original time. And as such, there's a lot of chaos that has been left in that void. Many villains are trying to fill that power vacuum that has been left. And they need more heroes to help stop other villains from trying to fill that space. So basically, he's like, Black Canary, I gave you a new life. I'm asking you to come back and save your old one. And Green Arrow decides that the only thing in this world he cares about is Black Canary. So he'll forego this world if it means staying with his family. So basically, Dinah, which is Black Canary, Oliver, who is Green Arrow, they decide to take their son and move back to the original world that Black Canary was from, which is the Injustice Universe. Mm. So we got them all coming back now, and that's just, I feel like this was put in there to answer a lot of questions, because long ago, the Green Arrow trailer was released for the video game, and everyone was like, wait a minute, like, we know Green Arrow's dead. Like, it's explicitly said in the video game and the comics that he's dead, like, how is he here? So this is a little answer to say, like, why we're going to include him in the next game. It's a very brilliant little, it's almost like the comic book answer and the video game answer to death. Like, we got to have him, so we're going to find a reason to make it happen. And they come into this world, and we're moving on to the next chapter where this is going to open up. And I will pass it on to Ben to let us know where we are opening up here.
Yeah, so, sorry to correct you, but it's not the next chapter. It's just the next page in the same comic.
Yeah, well,
scene,
I guess.
It's all right. Yeah, so we're still in chapter 2. Of the Injustice 2 comics. So the next page after that, again, what I thought was just was Harley just fantasizing the whole thing, because the next shot is just a classic Harley Quinn scene with a bunch of ha-ha-has behind her in bright red.
That's a direct pickup.
Yeah. And then it kind of zooms out, and we're now... After, oh wait, sorry, let me start over there, and we'll cut that out there. Harley is still strapped into a Hannibal Lecter-looking stand-up bed in the Pentagon, which is where we left off at the end of Injustice 2, Chapter 1, the spot from which Amanda Waller introduces her to this new bizarre-looking Suicide Squad. We see Harley strapped into this same thing. Harley's still in this... comic. So now we're back to chapter 2. She still has the green domino mask on her face. So we're still getting this hint of
Robin.
Harley Robin.
Still...
Harley A New Hope. Remember that last podcast? Every time I hear that, I crack up. Harley A New Hope.
The last Robin.
Yeah.
But I still can't say enough how much I love this Amanda Waller design. I love it. It's just, it screams who she is. It's just like,
The heavier Amanda Waller.
I love it. It's just like she looks like she has no care. Because it's a woman that looks strong, but she has that like military haircut. That's just like no nonsense.
Yeah, she did look a little more feminine in the movie. And the woman who played her was great. I once again forgot her name, but she did a fantastic job. She's good in every movie I've ever seen her in. But this Amanda Waller, I like for the character and for, you know, what she represents, I think it's
like apocalyptic and cold, just like, yeah.
You know, Harley's just sitting there telling Amanda Waller, look, you messed up. Like, he's coming. You can do what you want. You can sit here and show me your new squad. Great, wonderful. You know, he's coming. Waller doubts Batman's ability to break into the Pentagon and spring Harley. Therein, we have some funny moments between Harley's humor and Waller the badass. We talked about, excuse me, in the beginning of this episode that you're listening to right now, the comic relief between what's his name, the kid? Connor. Between Connor and Dr. Fate, and I liken that to Harley. So Harley has functioned, as always, no surprise, as this comic relief. But specifically in the past few episodes, her with Batman is so funny, is extra funny because he's such a straight man versus, you know, the wild girl. Waller's a straight guy, and that's what I was saying was funny about Batman and Harley, is that Batman is such a straight guy. He doesn't have a sense of humor, really. He's just Batman. And then Harley is obviously off the wall. But now we get that with Waller, and it's even funnier because Waller is, you know, not on her side, whereas Batman usually is. Like, even when he's fighting her, he's typically on her side, whereas Waller is obviously not. Then a red-eyed Batman appears in the doorway. He thanks Amanda Waller, which is really weird. You're like, why is Batman thanking Waller? He's creeping us out. What's going on? And he's just standing there like all creepy looking in the doorway. And he goes, and he starts praising her for, quote, creating the perfect tool for what we hope to achieve. And you're like, what is going on? And then in a very unusual image,
this freaked me out.
Yeah, so Owen's saying it totally freaked him out. And in very unusual, in a very unusual image, Batman has two gigantic automatic weapons pointed at Waller and the Suicide Squad,
like,
as he
Wayne
continues
right
thanking Waller. This is clearly not Batman, or it's a Batman mind controlled or possessed somehow.
We'll get
but
into
this
that,
was
I have a couple theories.
Crazy. So, what did you think of the end of this? So again,
now,
you know, we have this red-eyed Batman pointing guns at the Suicide Squad. Actually, I know what's happening, but you don't. So
I kind of have an inkling here. Now, here's something that it's,
hold on, just to keep track. We have to keep in mind that everyone knows what happened after this if they've listened to this.
I do not.
So you making a prediction is cool, but at the same time, actually, let's see what you can guess. That's an interesting thing. Let's see what you can guess.
I'm going off a bit of what I know from the game and what I know from this comic. And Atrocitus is involved here.
Who is Atrocitus?
Atrocitus is the leader of the Red Lanterns who control Rage. Now, he's in the game. And I'm not going to rule out the fact that Atrocitus could be inflicting, because Red Lanterns can instill rage in people. What if a Red Lantern Atrocitus or someone instilled rage in Batman, causing him to lash out and act in a way he wouldn't?
That actually, the red that you're saying...
There's a lot of red light in
here. Actually,
there's
you're
red
not...
to his eyes.
We're definitely seeing the red in here and the red in his eyes, but...
what I'm feeling.
I'm just going to give you a quick audio spoiler. There's a lot of red that we don't see in this. And it's when you say lantern, it makes a lot of sense, because from what I saw, it's like this supernatural amount of red and then the suit in the next book.
That's Atrocitus. That's Atrocitus, if you ask me.
So just to recap this book... Again, we have that crazy, what I thought, fantasy sequence at the beginning, which ends up being where Dr. Fate had sent Green Arrow in his...
A window.
Like, this window into another place, another Earth, as it said. And then it cuts to all the Suicide Squad stuff with Harley saying, yeah, Batman's on his way. lock me up all you want. And there's some great, you know, Hannibal Lecter... imagery along with some humor. It's a great stuff. And then again, this Batman stuff at the end, this possessed looking red-eyed Batman, and Harley was right. It's just not the Batman we expected.
And that is it for today's episode of Geek News Bat News. I am your host, Benjamin David, and managing editor here at comicbookintl.com. Thank you, as always, for listening. We hope you enjoy the show, and stay tuned for more upcoming episodes, counting down to the video game release of DC's Injustice 2 this month, on May 16th, coming up. We have much more to come about the original Injustice game and comics with our guest Owen, and now that the new Injustice 2 comics have been dropping weekly, leading up to the game's release and forward, we will now have more than enough Geek News Bat News to cover for Injustice and Injustice 2. Once again, my name is Benjamin David, and Geek News Bat News, a Batman podcast, is hosted, produced, and edited by me. But don't forget to check out my writing at comicbookintl.com as well. If you liked what I read on the show today, be sure to bookmark our website, comicbookintl.com, to find more of my writing. Beside comicbookintl.com, if you'd like to find me or posts from my website, we are at comicbookintl on both Twitter and Instagram, comicbookintl@gmail.com. Today's guest was Owen. You can find his gamer channel, AB Normal Gaming, on YouTube. Today's other gamer can be found at TR3CHEW. Again, this is Miki from Rome, Italy, the Italian gamer featured in my post from comicbookintl.com titled Rome, Italy, Arkham Games Screenshots from the Eternal City. Podcast art by Courtney Delenn Slater, at CDS Graphics on Instagram, and at CDS underscore graphics on Twitter. If you like our show and want to do very little to help a whole lot, please subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a quick 5-star review. It really just takes a few seconds, and then those little stars go a long way to helping us continue bringing all this amazingly informative coverage, and even more coverage from events, interviews with folks in the business of Batman, collectibles, gaming, comics, and more. And beside iTunes, Geek News Bat News is also available for your listening pleasure on SoundCloud and Podbean. As always, if you want to send us any info that you have about Injustice or Batman in general, and would like us to read it on the show, please hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, at comicbookintl, or send us an email, comicbookintl@gmail.com. We'd love to read your messages on the show. If you want your voice featured on the show, just email us a 2 to 3 minute voice recording. Please keep it clean and include in a paragraph or two, at most, anything you'd like us to read on the show. Geek News Bat News of Batman podcast is not an official production of DC Comics, Warner Brothers, Batman, Funko, or any other company, property, and or license mentioned in this recording or on comicbookintl.com. The thoughts and opinions shared by the participants of this podcast are theirs and theirs alone, and therefore do not represent the companies or organizations they happen to work for.